I'm not a very violent person at all. In fact, I abhor violence. I hate violence, basically, because I'm really shit at it. I'd probably have a completely different attitude if I was hard as nails, but I'm not. No, I'm terrible at it. I know you're all looking at me thinking, nonsense, Ed, you look like you can really mix it. But no. No, I'm useless, honest to God. I just go to pieces as soon as anybody starts a fight with me. Honest. Like, if somebody says to me, have you got a problem? I go, yeah. You're going to kick the shit out of me. Call that problem, yeah. I'm terrible at it, honest to God. Because I just not very good at that whole fight and talk, you know. Because people say the most stupid things when they start a row, don't they? Lads come out with some choice lines. Really, I love the one they come out with over here, like that one of, you're going home in an ambulance. You're going home in the back of an ambulance, pal. Gotta say pal, because you always get dead friendly when you start a fight, don't you? Do you want your head kicked in, mate? Cheers, chum. But I love that ambulance one particularly because they chant it at football matches, don't they? They go, you're going home in the back of an ambulance. And it's just so stupid because you don't go home in an ambulance. You go to hospital in an ambulance. No, I'm right on this. I've done the research. Trust me. You're thinking of buses, mate. I love that. I love people who say stupid things. Stupid people are great like that because they say stupid things and I can just come and repeat them to you and I don't have to write jokes. It's brilliant. No imagination involved, just memory. Stop. Like I was in Australia there last year and I was on the telly when I was in Australia because they don't know I'm nobody over here, which is top. When I was out there, this woman, she was so stupid, because I was on the telly, and the thing I was on, it was recorded on a Monday, and it was shown on the telly on the Thursday. So I was sitting there watching myself on the telly, right, just going, ooh, doesn't my Adam's apple stick out a lot? Which I think is a sign of manliness, by the way, but we'll leave that where it is. But anyway, I'm watching myself on the telly. I'm sitting there watching myself on the telly, sitting in the dressing room of the club I was playing in Melbourne. And this woman, she comes in, this photographer, she comes in and she goes, is this live? Just how talented do you think I am, Mrs.? You flatter me, I'm sure. I love that. Stupid people are great like that. Like, I used to work in an office before I did this, right? So even if I die in my arse, it's still a better job than I'm used to. And I was working in this office. I was working in this office in Glasgow, right? And there was this woman, and she was new, but that was no excuse, right? Because I thought she was quite intelligent, but turned out she was thick as pig shit that had been left in the sun, right? Because she comes up to me, right? She comes up to me and she goes, Ed, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I said, well, working here for a start, because even then I was a funny bastard, I tell you. She comes up and she goes, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I can't seem to get the fax machine to work properly. So I said, well, show me what you're doing and I'll tell you what you're doing wrong. You know, because I fancied her. So she's put the fax in the right way, she's dialed the right number, she's pressed all the right buttons, she's sent the fax. I said, your grand, what do you worry about? Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. Because I was an annoying prick as well. And then she picks up the fax that she's just sent and she's gone, no, but it's still here. Laughing, but this woman can vote. Does that not bother anybody? This is an emancipated individual who thinks you can magically transport paper down a piggin telephone line by means of this wonka fax we're supposed to possess. So I've decided what I'm going to do now just to help the act out is I'm just going to hang around stupid people all the time. So I've joined the Territorial Army. I think it's a good start. For anybody who doesn't know, the territory over here in England, the Territorial Army is the kind of thing that's like, you know, sort of reserve forces. It's just basically people who play soldiers at the weekend, and they're very funny. But the thing I love about the Territorial Army, right, when you meet someone who's in the TA, right, you might not know anything about them. You might not even know their name. But within 2 minutes of meeting them, you'll know they're in the TA. Because they'll tell you. They'll find some way to get the conversation around to that fact. You could be talking about anything. You'd be like, ooh, the weather's not very good today, is it? No, it's not. But you should have seen the weather last weekend when I was on manoeuvres with the Territorial Army. Pushing down. Oh, well done, mate. Oh, well done. I came out of nowhere. You're in the TA. Well done. Now, I made that remark on stage before at the Edinburgh Festival, and this guy, he came up to me after the gig, right? And he goes, listen, mate. So I knew he was going to start a fight, right? He goes, listen, mate. Didn't like what you said about the Territorial Army. I says, why not? He says, because I'm in the Territorial Army. I said, well done, 7 seconds, fair play.